What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy back. He's back. I'm back. I'm like Jack Black, but I'm white, you know? Jack Black's white too, you know. I don't know why that's occurring. But you are listening to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. And I have a lovely, 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 it's like a song I can keep singing. Guest today. She plays an amazing cast player named Ahsoka Tano, which is my favorite Jedi. I'm just in tears, you know. I'm just in tears. We finally got this thing going because technical difficulties. This stupid app always wants to fuck up with strong internet connection. Like, why can't we just have free internet connection? Why? But we go by her name. Her name is Carly, not Carly Rae Jepsen, people. I know. I don't be don't hate. I contacted Carly Rae Jepsen and she didn't want to do it. She was call her maybe, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna call her, and I did, and she wrote a song about me. You know, that's what the fuck happens, people. But she goes by the name of Commander Pop Tart, and I don't know why, you know, because I don't know if she is a commander or a Pop Tart artist. I don't know. So we're gonna ask her. Carly, are you there?
am. Can you hear me all right?
I can. Yes, I can.
All right.
I can. I think. Yes, I can.
I'm
I checked. But how are you? How is everything?
good. Everything's going, you know, just hanging on, living day by day.
That's what I'm not doing. I'm not living day by day. Maybe minute by minute, you know?
You know, that's even better. Take things slower, you know,
Yeah,
not so
slower.
spread out.
Yes, walk a couple miles and then eat a cookie after, go to the Wawa, have a nice good hot chocolate, which I did today. I'm so proud of myself.
Ooh, that sounds so
It
good.
does. I deserved it. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna walk today and then have a hot chocolate. And I did that. I did that, people. So if you want to do that, believe in yourself, you can do it. You can do it. But I'm glad everything is good, Pop-Tart. But let's cut into some good questions now. Are you ready for my awesomeness?
I am ready.
All right, because I hope you like studied and wrote down notes. Hope you
Oh
did.
no, I forgot my notes.
So now you get an F. F is for friends, though.
Dang.
F is for friends.
It
So, why did you name yourself Commander Pop-Tart? Because some people don't know, and I don't know because I didn't want you to tell me when we first talked. So this will be interesting to know why did you name yourself Commander Pop-Tart?
Yeah, so it's not a thing a lot of people know, but Pop-Tart is actually a nickname. It's actually a family nickname because our last name is Parpart, which a lot of people, when they glance on it like on a piece of paper or they don't hear you correctly, think it's Pop-Tart. So it was actually my dad's nickname when he was in school, and then it was my brother's nickname when he was in school, and then it was my nickname when I was in school. Skipped my sister. It wasn't hers.
Yeah,
Just went straight to
we didn't like her. We was like, we don't like her because of her hairdo, so we're not gonna name
Yeah,
her Pop
exactly.
Tart.
Yeah, and then one day, me and my sister were on our way back to college. We went to the same college, so we just drove together, went home on some of the weekends because we were close enough. And we were talking about like Instagram names and cosplay names and stage names and everything. And like neither of us are very happy with what we had. And this was a couple years ago, so we had like, you know, 10 followers each.
20 in total.
Yeah, exactly. And we were like, you know, we want something cool, something, you know, memorable or whatever. And we're like, you know, how about like, what about like Commander or Captain or something, you know, like Captain Rex or Commander Cody? And so I went with Commander Pop-Tart and she went with Commander Vampire because that was a little inside joke. We were talking about how she's a vampire, but she doesn't feed on blood, she feeds on stress. So she
Okay.
was the stress vampire for a while and then she became Commander Vampire.
So she does cosplaying too, your sister. So she does, not to get off subject, but she cosplays vampires or like evil things.
No, actually.
Oh.
She does Ahsoka, and then she has she's a lot more like fantasy, like Lord of the Rings and medieval and vintage and period type cosplays than I am.
Oh, okay.
I'm more like sci-fi and everything, but she also out of the two of us, she'd be more likely to cosplay a vampire than me.
Oh, okay. So that's good to know. So
Yeah.
we'll have her on the show next week. Commander Vampire. Get her on.
Yep.
Tell her all about us.
Got it. I will.
So that's awesome because I when I looked at your name, because I've been following you for a while, and like I said to you, because I didn't know if you would do the podcast or not, because you're too good for us, you know, Commander Pop Tart, you know, the commander, you know. So I was like, I wonder why she came up with that name. Because like no one just comes out with that out of the blue, like Commander Pop Tart. Like there has to be like something to it.
Yeah, it was a family nickname.
Oh, now it's going to be passed down to me, people. My name is Chris Scavoli Pop Tart. There we go.
There you go.
There you go. I'm the new part in their family. So Commander, because I'm going to call you Commander of Pop Tart, you know, whichever comes first.
All right.
Why did you choose Ahsoka Tano to be cast playing? Because you could have chose anyone. You could have chose me to be a cast play of, you know, my beautiful,
I mean, it
luscious
would have
blonde
been
hair.
really awesome, but that's a really good question. A lot of people ask me stuff like that, like, oh, why'd you go to college for this? You know, why'd you do that? And my honest answer is I have no idea. It just kind of happened. But I would honestly have to say it was probably around like Rebels when the Rebels TV show was coming out. I really started getting more into Star Wars and into cosplay. And I saw a lot of Ahsoka cosplayers on Instagram. So, like, Call Me Snips, Ahsoka 94, Robo Emma, and tons more. There are so many out
There
there.
really is. There is a lot.
But those were the main ones. And I also read the Ahsoka book. And I just absolutely fell in love with the cover of the book and her outfit on there. And so I decided I'm gonna do that. I want to be a part of that group. I want to, you know, cosplay Ahsoka. I want to do Star Wars. And in Star Wars, there's not very many female characters to cosplay. And just for whatever reason, I decided to go with Ahsoka.
I'm so glad you did, because that's my bitch. That's my bitch, you know?
I know, right?
Ahsoka's my bitch. Like, don't fuck with her, else you fuck with me, and then I will slaughter you in your nightmares. Like, even Baby Yoda, don't play with my baby. You do not hurt
Yeah.
him. I gave birth to that baby. I gave birth. It came out of me, people. It came out of me. But that's awesome that you picked Ahsoka, because you're right, there is not enough female characters in Star Wars. I feel like if people like Rey is a cool character, Padme is a lovely character, the Seven Sister,
Yeah.
Ventress, Ahsoka, like I can only name a couple, you know. I
Yeah.
can name 10 Jedis, but I can't name 10 Jedis that are women, you know.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. I'm so glad you chose Ahsoka Tano, because she is my favorite and that is my baby. Do not mess with me.
Oh
I'll hunt you down and kill you
yeah.
and steal your social security number as I'm doing it. I'm that evil. I'm that evil. So, what is your, because now we're talking about Ahsoka, so I'm going to cut to this. What is your favorite Ahsoka moment? Ooh, I'm switching it up, people.
Ooh.
Or scene, or scene.
That's a really good question. Honestly, one of my favorite moments is after the Padawan hunt when they get rescued and Ahsoka meets back up with Anakin, and Anakin's, you know, all sorry and blaming himself, but Ahsoka's like, because of the training you gave me, I was able to help to survive and help lead others to survive.
Yes.
And then also the fight with Maul during season 7.
Yeah, that's one of the best to me. I want that framed. I want like that as a pin. I'm down for whatever comes out of that, because I love their epic fight. Because it means
Oh.
it like means not a lot, but it just means like Maul is telling the truth, really. And Ahsoka's like, no, he's not evil. But in the back of her mind, she must be going, fuck. Like, I should have listened to that Red Devil guy, you know? You know, I should have listened to that guy. But
Exactly.
I love that fight. But that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's just beautiful to watch.
It is. And it's like, oh, it's like powerful, because I'm just sitting there like banging my head against the wall, because I'm like, he's telling the truth. I was like, I know he's an evil guy, but some things you just gotta believe, you know? Sometimes you just gotta believe. Gotta
Yeah,
believe.
more that Ahsoka just had faith in Anakin, even though Maul was like, look, here's the deal. And she's like, nah, I have faith in him. He's not going to do that.
I know, and I felt so bad. I'm like, I had faith in Anakin too, but I'm like, no, it happens. It happens. Maybe in an alternate universe, it doesn't. And like Ahsoka gets back to him in time. Like I would love if Star Wars did that, but I don't think they will. Like go in different time zones, like the World of Worlds. Like I'll talk about the World of Worlds later in the show, but I wish they could do that. But I don't think Disney or George Lucas are interested in that and caring about people's feelings. They don't care.
Yeah, no. They just want to destroy all our feelings.
Yeah, they really did. Fuck you, people. Fuck you. Fuck you, people. You hurt my feelings. But before we cut to break, Pop-Tart, what are your top three favorite characters or Jedi? I say characters in Jedi or Sith because Jedi are different from characters, really, because they're in it anyway. Characters are like, if you want to be like Finn, Poe, those are characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I would have to say probably Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, that's a lot of people like him on my show. A lot of people like that handsome fella.
Oh, yeah. So beautiful. obviously, Ahsoka Tano. She is queen. And then Hera, who is ultimate space mom.
Oh, I love Hera.
I love her so much.
I'm so happy she's in the Star Wars Squadrons. Have I said that right? I think I said that right.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that she's in it. I don't know who voices her, but she looks older. So I don't know when the Squadrons takes place. So she could still be alive in the Mandalorian that's coming up.
Ooh, you know? That would be interesting. Not only would we get Ahsoka, we'd get Hera too.
We do. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, because I don't know how long – I don't know when Squadrons takes place, so I can't tell you the timeline to that.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
But we'll take it as a grain of salt. We will. but guys, we got to cut the break. I got to use the little girl's room because I don't have a little boy's room in my house. I'm just saying. But I got to run to the bathroom. Not really, but I just have to take a break. You know, take a break from all this amazing awesomeness talking from Pop-Tart and me, you know.
You got to take a break and mentally prepare yourself for the next couple questions.
There you go. I got to get ready because if I don't get my makeup on and my wig on straight, you know, then it gets snatched. Ooh, that fucking...
Got to touch up the lipstick.
Oh, my God. That touched my soul when I said snatched. I was really into it, you know. It was really going places, you know. But Pop-Tart, sit tight.
All right.
Get a drink. Get a Pop-Tart, you know. Get it whatever you like. And you're listening to The Scavoli Show. And we will be right back after this brief message from the sexy host that I am and my voice. Oh, yeah. We are back. I know. We took a quick potty break. It's all right. I got myself a pop of the tart. You know, I'm back. it had frosting on it because some people are so weird out there. I'm just going to put this out there for you, a future reference, that if you get a Pop-Tart without frosting on it, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's just so weird. Like, it's just like a graham cracker.
Yeah, and it's so dry. Like, I'm not even tasting, and they don't put a lot of jelly in it, so it's like you're just eating bread or hard, whatever that is. You know, it's just so unfair to people. It's just so unfair. But we are back to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. And I know Carly is here because I heard her voice from a far, far away distance into the galaxy. But are you there, Commander?
I am.
Oh, that was awesome. See? Thank you for, sticking with me to that frosting idea because that really gets me mad. That really grinds my gears, people.
You're walking through the store and you see this beautiful shelf of Pop-Tarts and then that one box without the icing on it. You're just like, why?
I know. And there's not a lot, there's not a lot of calories into it. So I'm like, what do you guys, and you can just go walk after as you're eating and just walk. You know, that's what I do. When I eat a sandwich, I start walking with it, you know, throwing it at people, have a piece of salami. Oh, it's just so fun. It's fun to be me. It is. But Pop Tart, are you ready for these second half questions? It's we had halftime. Now this is the third and fourth quarter.
All right, let's do this.
This is the most important questions that you'll be ever asked in the world of the life.
Ooh, so no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. No pressure. So we did your favorite characters. We did your favorite Jedi. They were Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, and Hera, Space Mom. So what is your favorite? Oh, let's do this. I was going to do something different, but I think it's the same question, but it's just a little more, more talking. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So what are your favorite movies or scenes with Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, and Hera? I know Hera and Ahsoka are not in the movies, so they're going to have to be in scenes. I know you said your scenes last time, but what are your favorite moments? We'll go moments with those two. Let's do moments. Your okay. favorite Ahsoka moment and your favorite Hera moment. And then with Obi-Wan, what is your favorite movie that he's in?
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So, yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I'm following.
I tried to add a little swirl that did not work. It did not work, people. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I still understood. So with Ahsoka, it's probably really anytime she's on screen except for like the movie, because she's a little annoying in that. And then when she's on the run from the Jedi Order, because that just hurts so much and I don't want to watch that.
That really did. I was like, she's running from nothing. Like, she's
yeah, so... exactly. But like, they're all trying to kill her, but they're supposed to be her family and everything. So we're just going to, you know, skip that arc and pretend it doesn't exist. But yeah, literally anytime Ahsoka's on screen, I'm just like, yeah. Yep, we're just gonna watch this. Just gonna keep watching Ahsoka.
I know. Yeah, that's me. Like, let's just keep her on the screen.
Yeah, but probably like if I had to narrow it down from, you know, just Ahsoka in general, probably like any of her lightsaber fights, just because she's so acrobatic and just beautiful to watch. Yeah.
I'm patiently waiting for you to answer. I'm like, she's going to answer this. She's going to, and then she doesn't.
I'm trying to, and I'm just like, I just love Ahsoka. That's really all there is to it.
We can't just answer it. We can't just answer it.
Exactly.
So right, what about with Hera?
All right, with Hera, probably just anytime she's being a space mom.
Oh,
like, I remember, I don't remember what episode it is, but when Sabine and Ezra are like on the giant space dish, and then just the ultimate look of disappointment from Hera,
and she has
she's
like
just
some
like,
good
these
faces.
Are my kids, and these are my kids, and they're idiots, but I love them.
They're my family.
Yeah, exactly.
So now with Obi-Wan,
I would have to say A New Hope. A New Hope's really like my favorite Star Wars movie, and just Obi-Wan in that movie is just so done with everything, but like he's great.
Yeah, he's like I'm done being a Jedi. Like,
yeah, exactly. I'm done with the Force. I'm done with this, you know, sandball and everything. I'm done with the Empire. We're just gonna do what I want. You know, use the Force on these clones. It'll be fine.
Yeah, no one cares.
Sorry, stormtroopers, not clones.
I wish the clones were not stormtroopers, because I don't like stormtroopers. I like the clones.
I like the clones so much better.
Yeah, I really do. They should really try to bring them back somehow in a movie or like have a reference somewhere. Because I don't like the stormtroopers. Like, no, like they're okay, but I like the clones were way better. I feel like you get a better connection with the clones than you do with the stormtroopers.
Yeah. We are getting a Bad Batch TV show.
We are, I know.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. And, you know, hopefully not heart-wrenching like everything else.
Yeah, but I feel like they're going to make that show around the Bad Batch, of course. But
yeah.
I hope that we show, because I feel like they're not going to show this. Like, they're just going to show flashbacks of it. I really hope they show us Order 66 and if they committed Order 66.
Oh, that would be so interesting, because that's a good question. Because we all know, like, the Bad Batch are different.
Yeah, they're special.
Yeah, they're special. So we don't know if they'd be able to carry out Order 66 because,
they're let's special. Be honest.
Yeah.
And but we don't know if they have their chips. Probably yeah. They like committed it, slaughtered everybody. Or maybe they didn't. You know, I hope we get another Order 66. I know we don't want to see it again, but like, to me, like with bad habits, it's like, I'm going to compare this to like World War II. Like, I can watch it over and over again. Like, I can watch like movies of like the Holocaust or something like that and not get bored and not go, you know, that's sad, but I like to learn more about it.
Yeah, it's just that interest that I want to know more.
Yes, like every Holocaust movie I've seen, I want more. Like, I want the next person. What's his story? What's that person's story? Like, that's what I like. So with the Bad Batch, I hope they show Order 66 because it's from their perspective. It's not from Ahsoka's. It's not from Anakin's. It's not from – I wish maybe Obi-Wan. We can get an Obi-Wan, you know, what goes through his mind, you know, when Order 66 is happening. Because in Revenge of the Sith, we don't get any of that, you know. Even in the Clone Wars, we still don't get it. We just get it from Captain Rex and Ahsoka. So I wonder, like, even Anakin's perspective, like, what the – like, when he turns to the dark side, like, why is every fucking clone following me? Shouldn't they be shooting me, you know? Yeah. Like, why are these people following me? You know, Obi-Wan, like, he goes back to the temple with Yoda, like, and killing clones, like – why is that? You know, why do they, you know, like stories behind it. Like, I want the stories like, behind everything.
Like, all these guys suddenly turn against you and you're not going to question it at all.
Like, you're just going to slaughter them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're just
going to kill them all instead.
Like, we go back to the temple, start throwing our lightsabers into the chests and just like jumping on like Yoda's like a fucking little monkey, like just going, phew, phew, like, yo, calm down. Like, what the fuck? But I wish even in the Clone Wars, like with Ahsoka and Rex, like they removed his chip. I would love it if they if Ahsoka removed more of their chips.
Yeah, like save more of the clones and brought them to the rebellion.
Yes, like we know Commander Wolf is still alive and Gregor.
Yeah,
you know,
but like, how did they get there?
Yes, that's what I'm. That's my next point. Like, what? Like they just removed their chips, like. I never betrayed my Jedi, but in reality, he did. You know, he betrayed Ahsoka for a short period of time, but he still shot her. He still tried to kill her. You know, so Captain Rex, you're no human, man. You're no human. You know. But, like, I just want different stories. Like, so I want the Bad Batch to have Order 66 in it, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe Obi-Wan's series could be about Order 66 a little, you know? When they come out with that series.
Yeah, just like going more in depth, even if they just go more in depth on the scenes that we already have, just give us a little more information.
Yeah, like even with Mace Windu, like he's alive out there somewhere, you know, he's probably dead now, but we still would love it after Palpatine shoots him off like the fucking ocean, like he throws into the ocean somewhere, poor Mace. Like, where is he after that? Because we know he survived. We know Palpatine did not kill Mace Windu. He did not. I'm just sorry. Like, he might have lost a hand. Yeah. He lost a hand. I'm just saying. But, like, he did not kill Mace Windu. So.
No.
Just stories Star Wars could tell, and we're not getting it. Fucking Star Wars. Fucking Star Wars. That's what I have for you, motherfuckers. Fuck you people. Like if I was a writer and then I'd be writing my ideas down and Lucasfilm would deny all of them because they're all what people want to know and we're not getting it, you know? At all.
They have a very bad habit of giving us what we don't want.
Yeah, like we don't, like, I don't want, like we weren't expecting Baby Yoda, but we're so glad we got him, right? But we weren't expecting that. Like, no one was talking about Baby Yoda.
Yeah, exactly.
Until he came out. And then we're like, oh my God, let's make merchandise. And now they're making millions and billions of him. You know, but I wish like they would listen to the people. They listen. But Pop-Tart, are you ready for my last and final important question?
I hope so.
Oh, that's nice spirits. So in The Rise of Skywalker, you've seen The Rise of Skywalker, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you cosplay as Ahsoka Tano, and so we hear a voice, and we all heard the voice. It's Ahsoka Tano's voice by Ashley S. Stein. Oh my god, I just said that so brutal. Oh my god, I just like butchered that name. I'm so sorry, Ashley. I love you. Ashley X. Stein, let's say that. So we hear her voice. We hear all Jedi that have passed or maybe still alive. We don't know who we heard. Like, we know Ezra, we didn't really hear in that. And I'm surprised. I don't think we heard Ezra, but I'm very surprised they did not put his voice in there. Very surprised. So, do you think Ahsoka Tano is alive in episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, and why?
That is a very good question. And I've actually gone, back and forth on yes, she's alive, no, she's alive. Because, at first I didn't really think about it. Like, all the other voices she hears, they're all dead. So, obviously, Ahsoka would be dead too. But then, if you think about Ahsoka's story, one, we don't know how old her species lives. So, if she was still alive, yeah, she'd be old for a human, but for her species, she could still be young, like Yoda species
Yeah,
is.
like she, I think they said, I think someone did the math and I saw it. She had to be 70 or 80 in The Rise of Skywalker if she was alive.
But for a Jedi, that's not too old, because Jedi have long lives.
They
And
do.
then if you look at her story, she did already die at one point, at 2 points technically. Like, the first time she died was when they were on Mortis,
Yeah.
and the daughter gave her life to Ahsoka. And, the daughter was the personification of the Force. Like, the daughter was like immortal or something. So, for all we know, now Ahsoka is immortal because now she's the new personification of the Force.
Oh my God, that's such a good answer. Look at you thinking.
Yeah, and then the whole thing with the World Between Worlds and everything, everyone was like, oh, Ahsoka died there. It was like, nope, time travel. She's alive.
Oh my
So,
God, I shouldn't even have to answer that question for myself.
I.
You literally just answered it for me, sweetheart. God damn, okay.
So, I want to say she's alive just because we haven't actually gotten an official death of her yet. And we don't know what's going on with her life. She could still be alive just because she's part of a species that lives longer. And, it's Ahsoka. You can't kill Ahsoka. People have tried. You can't kill Ahsoka.
People have tried to like shank her in the stomach and she still like came out alive. So I don't know what you
Yeah, the
guys talk
Force is
about.
like, nah, you're still alive. You're still alive. We don't want you yet.
Yeah, like we don't know what you're doing. So do you want to hear my theory?
Of course.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. So, like you said, the world of worlds. That's the most important episode, and that episode no one talks about. No one talks about it.
Okay,
Everybody.
so little secret, I have not seen that season of Rebels yet because when it came out, I was at school and so I didn't have access to the channel and then I couldn't find it anywhere for forever and now it's on Disney Plus and I just haven't watched it yet, but I know everything that happened, so don't worry
Okay.
about spoilers.
Okay.
I was like on Tumblr and Instagram and Facebook and everything, like just looking up all the spoilers, so I know everything that happens.
So happy for spoilers, all right? What can you do?
Yeah,
So what like when The
exactly.
Mandalorian season 2 comes out and I know that Ahsoka's episode has aired already and people have seen it, like I'm not going on the
Oh.
internet. Like I'm not. Like I'm watching the episode and then I'm going on the internet.
Just gonna go hide in a hole.
Yeah, for that episode.
Exactly.
But yeah, like you said, the world of worlds, and you haven't seen it, but you've seen pictures and videos. You can just look it up and you just know what it is instantly. So we know Ahsoka Tano is alive after Order 66. We know Ahsoka will be in, rumored, but she's in The Mandalorian. We're going to say that. I'm going to say in. She's in The Mandalorian. I'm sorry, people. I just broke your rumor dreams. So sue me. She is in The Mandalorian. So. And by the time this episode airs, this season will already be premiered. Bitches. So check
Oh,
yourselves. Check yourselves.
yeah.
So she's in The Mandalorian. So season 2 takes place, right? And we don't know how far. Baby Yoda, if you've seen the little the cover shot of The Mandalorian and Baby Yoda has grown a little inch or so.
He's a little bigger.
He's a little bigger. Like people are like, no, he's not. I was like, he is bigger. He grew a little. He at least grew. An inch, you know? So we don't know how far, you know, season 2 is from season 1. So just say it's like a 2-year gap, you know? So we've seen pictures of the Mandalorian season two. They're awesome shots. They really are. You've seen them, right? Pop Tart?
Yes,
Okay.
they are so beautiful, and I'm so excited.
Okay. So she is rumored, and then she's also rumored to have a live action, which, if she's in the Mandalorian, why don't you give her the live action? So we go with that. So the World of Worlds, like you said, and the sister, the Mortis Arc, she already died in the Mortis Arc. She did. She wasn't coming back. But the sister gave her life up for her. So she is the Ahsoka to me, and I feel like to everybody, she is the light side of the Force.
Yes,
She is the
definitely.
light side because she has the sister in her. Okay? So the World of Worlds, you have the World of Worlds. In Rebels, you saw the fight with Vader. Vader was going to destroy Ahsoka. Okay, kill her. Chop her head off or chop her in half. She was not like that. That's just the reality of it. Like, Vader was going to kill her. But Ezra pulled her out of the World of Worlds. So, if. And wait, was I. Wait, I forgot my train of thought. Oh, here we go. So, Ezra really didn't find Ahsoka. Okay? Guess who found her? My favorite bird of them all, Morai.
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 Oh, I love her.
All right. So Morai has followed Ahsoka around. And Ahsoka says it when she gets pulled out. This bird has saved me numerous times from a lot of stuff. She
Yes.
says it. So that bird at the end of the Clone Wars, we see that bird flying again right over, and Vader looks up. And then Vader just goes on with his merry life, you know? So,
Killing children.
yeah, you know, poor Vader, poor Anakin. I love Anakin. I don't compare Anakin or Vader together. Anakin's a separate human being from Vader, totally. But Morai is a very important character. And no one pays attention to the bird. No one cares about that bird for some reason. There's not enough merchandise from him either. There's not enough credit to that bird. That bird is Ahsoka Tano. And I say that because if that bird ever got shot down, ever died, or Ahsoka died, that bird is going with it. So just say Ahsoka never got pulled out of the World of Worlds. And we see Morai up there, and Morai is like talking to Ezra, like, look, motherfucker, like, look, turn around, turn around. Like, that bird was like stressing, you know? That bird was having problems. But then Ezra finally turned around and saw Ahsoka, you know, and was like, oh shit, let me pull Ahsoka out. Let's see if I can do it. And he did. And the World of Worlds opens a whole new level. So, like what you said, there's species in the World of Worlds. So Ahsoka can really just go into between the World of Worlds and pull herself out.
Just jump between different things.
Yeah, and really come out of every portal. Like in different worlds, like. People don't understand the World of Worlds, how Star Wars opened that World of Worlds thing up. Like, in different worlds, you had Anakin just becoming Anakin. Like, Anakin never became a Jedi. Obi-Wan never became a Jedi. Obi-Wan fell in love with Satine. Anakin married Padme, and they lived happily with Leia and Luke. You know, like, there was no Vader or no Palpatine, or they stopped Palpatine, you know, like, so. Ahsoka is alive in The Rise of Skywalker because you don't have to be dead to talk in the Force, what Dave
That's
Filoni
true.
said. So, and after The Rise of Skywalker, guess who posted a picture of Ahsoka Tano and Gandalf?
I saw that
Mr.
picture.
Dave Filoni. And then he posted another picture on Camelback, Ahsoka with a hood, and Captain Rex. So, and Ahsoka looks pretty young in that photo. If you really look at it, she looks like Clone Wars Season 7 Ahsoka. So, like, if she is dead, if she is, I hope, pray to God, that she gets a good send off. You know, like, I don't want me coming in and just stabbing her and then she's dead. You know, that's not a good thing. Like with Keenan, like I want like what happened with Keenan. Keenan sacrificed himself for Ezra and Hera and everybody else. That's what I want. And I feel like in The Mandalorian, we won't get that, but we'll get in an interaction with Mando and Ahsoka. We don't know if they'll be besties. We don't know. like go out for tea with Baby Yoda, some soup, you know, eat some frogs. Oh yeah, you know. But we
Yeah.
and they're not going to take Baby Yoda out of the Mandalorian for Ahsoka to train him.
No,
So
of course not.
because Baby Yoda's making millions right now, just himself, he's just making millions. So
Exactly.
they ain't taking him out. So with Ahsoka, the Mandalorian sets it up for a live action, and that, and I can't wait for it, and I hope they do something with it. But also in this new era, and we have Moff Gideon, and we have the Imperial Troopers now. We don't have the I don't know if it's a Galactic Republic, maybe it's a Galactic, maybe I'm switching those up. Some will kill me after. So either or, like, who is looking for Ahsoka Tano?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who is who are the brothers or the seven sisters? Like, who is purging after Ahsoka Tano? Like, do we know, like, do they even know that she's still alive?
That's a good question because people may not know if she's even alive, and if people don't know that she is alive, they're not gonna go hunt her down.
Yeah, because after Rebels, you get her going to find Ezra. So
Yeah.
after that's the Last Jedi. Like, that's it. Like, I think that's the end of Rebels is the end of the Last Jedi. Like, Lothal is saved. It's magically safe now, you know? So so the Darth Vader's presence is gone. Like, so their Republic or is gone. The Empire is gone, you know?
Yeah.
So who is actually hunting Ahsoka Tano? You know, what is she doing? And something said, I think Jedi Kayleen said it good. What is she do? What, like, she wouldn't be doing nothing in the Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, hell
You
no.
know, she would still be fighting. Maybe not if we get the live action and we see how she lost the will to fight or something like that. But she wouldn't just be sitting around. So that's another thing you have to take into consideration too. That she just wouldn't be sitting around.
No, she wouldn't. Ahsoka's too much of a fighter. Just be like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. But we'll know. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
So,
you.
yeah. So to me, she's still alive. Even if she dies, she's still alive.
She's never gonna die.
Yeah, like, I don't care. I can watch a whole montage of Ahsoka Tano. I will never get tired. Even if Rosario Dawson and Ashley Eckstein never voices her again, we could just get Rosario Dawson. I don't care. But if we get an animated show too with Ashley Eckstein, I love Ashley. Like, but she's not Ahsoka. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she said it. She's like, Ahsoka's in all of us, and Ahsoka's bigger than her.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting how Rosario Dawson does play her. It will be really interesting, and I can't wait.
I'm so excited. I
I
can't
know.
wait to see what her outfit's gonna look like.
I can't either, but no one's giving me hints on the outfit. No
Oh, I
one.
know. There's
No one.
no clues.
No clues at all.
No.
But Pop-Tart, we gotta end. I know, don't
All
cry.
right.
Don't cry,
I'll
I
try not
know.
to. I'll try not to.
But before we go, any upcoming projects and where can everybody find you on the social of the meteors?
So I am currently working on way too many Ahsokas. I'm actually working on two Ahsokas right now, and I have two more planned. I already started gathering material for two more. So, since I have no self-control, I'll probably be working on four very shortly. And then I am currently working on Jake Bartok's Medieval Leia. So, real excited for that one.
Oh yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah, I love Zart. And then everyone can find me on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all under the same name, Commander Pop-Tart.
Oh, follow that. She doesn't just talk about Pop-Tarts, people. On TikTok, she does not hold a Pop-Tart and starts talking to him. Just so you know. Just so you know.
I promise I don't, but I may have to now. Got
There you go. Please do one and send it to me. I would love it. But
it.
you can find me, Chris underscore Scavoli, on Instagram, at The Scavoli Show on Instagram, on Twitter, The Scavoli Show. On Facebook, for your old wrinkly motherfuckers that don't know how to use any of those, the Scavoli Show on Facebook. Thank you so much, Commander Pop-Tart, for coming on. I appreciate you so much. Keep up your good work. Please stay in touch with me. Don't forget about little old white Chris down in New Jersey.
Well, thank you for having me. It was so much fun, and I'll definitely keep in touch.
Yes, please. We're Facebook buddies, Instagram buddies. Like, you can't get away. You can't get enough of me. That's what I'm saying to you. You can't get enough. But guys, thank you for joining us once again on the Scavoli Show. I hope you like this episode. And we'll see you all soon. Stay safe. Don't die. Wash your balls, because we don't know where your balls have been, people. We don't know. And just take care of yourself. Please be safe. Commander Pop-Tart, I'll meet you soon, because I'm going to talk to you right after this.
All right.
And then I'm going to eat a Pop-Tart, motherfuckers. So bye.
Bye.